Today is Friday, the 21st of August, 2026, and we thank you for joining us on this beautiful Friday morning. Our Minute with the Master today is from a very familiar scripture, Psalm 118 and 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God has given us this day as a gift. To thank God, to say thank you to God for giving us a new day, we offer the best of our praise and the best of our thanksgiving. As we think about his goodness, we praise him today because he has all power. If you harness all the power in the universe, electrical, solar, wind, and nuclear, it would be no match for Almighty God. Why? Because God made the power. And guess what? Since he made all the power in the universe, he always has an additional supply when our strength gets weak. God always has power in reserve for us when we feel we cannot go on another minute. This morning, we not only praise God for having all power, but we praise him for being everywhere at the same time. He is right by your side as you struggle to rebuild your life after the death of a loved one. God is at home with you and sees the relationship challenges and the financial lack you face. He is at work with you and sees the fiery darts being launched to throw you off task. He is in the sick room with you and hears the unfavorable doctor report. God is right there with you as you struggle to rebound from that relationship that has gone sour. God is wherever you are today and every day. He is aware of your state of affairs, and he has it all under his divine control. Yes, we praise God this morning for having all power. We praise him for being everywhere at the same time. And finally, we praise him for being in control of all people, of all events, and of everything that might concern us this morning. We praise God for always getting the final word in our situations. We praise him for the favor that he has poured on our lives. And most of all, we praise him for holding us close to him, even when he appears to be silent and we cannot feel his presence. The thought I want you to hold on to today is this: God is always present, even when you feel like you are going through the day all alone. He is always moving, even when things appear to have come to a standstill, and he is always working on a fresh outcome, even when it appears you are going around the same mountain again. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Our prayer team this morning is Michelle and me, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Michelle.
Good morning, everyone, on this fabulous, faithful Friday. I have two praise reports for you. Praise report regarding the lady who was scheduled to have a heart procedure yesterday. She was scheduled to have two stents put in yesterday. The doctor discovered that what was originally seen on the imaging was no longer there, and there was no need to have the procedure. Thank God for working a miracle in her life. And thank you to everyone who prayed with her. Praise report regarding Malachi D, submitted by his grandmother, Miss Jessie. We prayed for Malachi this past Monday. Tests were run and everything came back negative after the treatment at the hospital. To God be the glory for his grace and healing power. And thank you to the prayer warriors at Prince Ministry. My prayer petitions for the day are as follows. Update on Elijah, the 18-year-old young man from Las Vegas who we prayed for a few weeks ago, who was arrested for verbally threatening a young lady. He was released yesterday with just a misdemeanor due to the fact she asked him not to come to her house again. He may have a fine and has to go back to court next week. We praise God that there are no serious charges as originally expected. Thank you all for your prayers. We continue to pray for the Lord to speak to his heart and get him back on track as he navigates the resolution to this incident with the help of God. Prayer request from Brenda Smokes. She writes, please keep the Smokes and McGill families in prayer as we prepare to lay our brother Larry McGill from Antioch, Tennessee, to rest. His celebration of life service will take place on Saturday, August 29, 2026, at the Arise Church in DeLand, Florida, 1525 South State Road 15A at 11 o'clock a.m. We lift the entire family to be surrounded by God's strength, love, and his deepest compassion. The family of Sister Bonnie Collier. She passed away yesterday at her niece's home in Georgia. We lift the family, friends, and church members for comfort and unity as they make homegoing arrangements. Sister Jerry Byron Martin's homegoing services. The wake is being held Monday, August 21st from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Mitchell's Funeral Home, and the funeral is being held tomorrow, August 22nd at 10 a.m. at Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, 4077 Prince Hall Boulevard, Orlando, Florida. We lift the family to be covered by the compassionate hand of God with strength, peace, and unity. Sabrina, we ask the Lord to meet her at her point of need in every area and bring her spiritual and emotional healing and a new perspective. Couples with little children, we pray for them to work through their differences in a healthy way and create a loving environment to grow together and a nurturing environment to raise their children. Everyone on the call, we pray for the Lord to cover you with his protective hand, guide you as you make decisions, and for you to hear his voice clearly throughout the day. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for injustice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. I thank you this morning, and I wish each and every one of you a God-blessed day.
Thank you, Michelle, and you have a God-blessed day as well.
Amen.
The psalmist declares this morning that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Good morning, Father. Father, we come on this Friday morning to set aside time to connect with you individually and to connect with you corporately as one body. Father, we come this morning to thank you for waking us up. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see a new day. We thank you for all the new mercies that you have stacked up for us today. We thank you, God, for all the grace that you will send our way today. We thank you, Father, for keeping us throughout the night. We thank you, God, for you continue to walk with us, to talk with us, and to remind us of how faithful you are. Father, we thank you this morning for the many blessings that you bestow upon us, those that we recognize and those that we do not. We come asking that you forgive us. Forgive us, God, for the sins that we have committed throughout yesterday. Forgive us for the sins that we committed even this morning, and some of us are even committing sin right now. But we know that your grace is sufficient to cover every single thing that we do. We recognize, God, that we are not perfect people, and we thank you for your forgiving power. We ask you to instill within us that same forgiving power that you give to us so that we might forgive those who offend us. So, God, we might forgive those who we have some feelings, some negative feelings against. Forgive, help us to forgive those, God, who have disappointed us. We come now turning our attention to the prayer list. We thank you for the praise reports this morning. We thank you, God, because the lady who was scheduled for that heart procedure yesterday just reminded us that you are still in the miracle working business. Father, we pray all the time about how we will accept your healing power, either through the hands of man or through your miracle working power. And we thank you for not always doing things in the same way, but we also thank you because you do things, God, to show us how we need to trust you, because you always get the final word. And we're so grateful for that. We thank you for the healing that Malachi D has expressed this today. And we're so grateful, God, that you continue to keep him covered. We pray right now for Elijah, that 18-year-old from Las Vegas, asking that you will continue to keep him in the palm of your hand. Continue to lead, God, and direct him as he navigates this situation, God. And not only him, but all of our young adults who have perhaps made some choices that were not their best. Father, their intentions were not mean. Their intentions were not negative. But sometimes things just allow them to end up in places that you did not intend for them to be. And I ask you to keep working with our young children. Keep working with our young adults. Keep working, God, with all of those who may not have it all together. And we thank you in advance for giving them time, God, to get right with you. We pray for all of those who are grieving today, the Smokes and McGill families, Miss Bonnie Collier's family, Jerry Martin's family, Mrs. Ziegler's family, for Mrs. Lula Coleman family, and for all of those families, God, who did not submit a request to us. We pray that you, God, will surround them with your strength and surround them with your deepest compassion as they work through the days ahead. For Sabrina this morning, we pray, God, that you will instill within her spiritual and emotional healing. For couples with little children today, I pray, God, that you will give couples the wisdom to be able to guide their children in the way that you would be pleased. Give them wisdom, God, to work through their differences instead of shutting down, so that they might create healthy environments within their homes. I pray this morning for marriages everywhere. I pray, God, for those who are at odds with each other to lay down their differences and to focus on the one common thing, which is Jesus Christ. And Father, as they focus on Christ, and if they're able to agree on him, who he is, and his power, then everything else will fall in order. The Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. As marriage couples seek God together, Father, they will learn to work with each other, to allow each other to be different, to allow each other to have differences of opinions and different agreements and differences in agreements, but not be divided, Father, as some things have played out to be. For everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, I pray that you cover everyone, God, with your protective hand. I pray that as you put people in our path, that you will allow us to share your saving grace with them. As you put people in our path who have needs, God, help us to come up with the right word from you, who will keep them encouraged, who will keep them uplifted, and who will keep them focused on you and your goodness. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, the Father eagerly awaits to welcome us home. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. The Father eagerly awaits.